And welcome, Hoosier Nation, to our 25th episode of The Hoosier Sound. I am your host, Noah Freeman. Our show has one main goal, to give you our perspective of IU sports from a point of view as a student or young adult. In addition, we will also give our view on hot takes from around the world of sports. We'll be going live every Tuesday evening at 8:30 p.m., but if you miss us live, you can subscribe to various networks so you can listen on your own time. We are now on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and our live stream will be posted on our YouTube page after each recording. All you got to do is search for The Hoosier Sound wherever you listen to podcasts and just hit subscribe. Simple, easy, and it'll mean a lot to us if you guys hit that subscribe button for us. Social media is also big for us, and we post updates for you guys in Facebook and Twitter. Make sure to give us a like, a follow, as well as subscribe in our YouTube account. All the information is in the description below. You can check out our website, thehoosiersound.com, to find all of our information in place. On our website, be on the lookout for blogs, articles. We'll be putting up those every once in a while as well. But all right, Hoosier Nation, it's time for some sports talk. Today, we're going to get into the Big Ten Tournament Conference, and he's back, everyone. Noah Skibbe, if you guys were listening to us a few months ago, he was on regularly, and now he's probably just going to come on as a guest every once in a while because he's got some things to do. But tonight, he's here with us as Matt is actually traveling on his way, literally right now, traveling to New York City so he can scope it out. Yeah, so he can scope the tournament out for us. You know, we got those insiders for you. Not really. He's actually in the band and he's going with them. But more or less, he will still be back with us next week. So we can talk about some of the just being there itself and just seeing all the festivities, seeing how New York really played out. Which actually that could be a good place to start. All right, Noah. So Skibbe, we have the Big Ten tournament a week early. I don't think we ever really talked about what our opinions were with. Just the Big Ten tournament going up a week early. What have you thought about that recently?
You know, I'm not a huge, I don't really mind the fact that it's in New York for the sole purpose that it's at a major, venue like Madison Square Garden. They're going to get a ton of money from it. So, and I really like that for the Big Ten. I think that's a big step. The issue with me is the fact that it is a week early. So you're going ahead and you're playing your conference tournament. Your conference tournament champion, so the one that is automatically going to be in the NCAA tournament, doesn't play any games for a week unless it's some scrimmages, but that's not going to give you the real life game time kind of situation that they need, I think, to prepare for it. And I mean, the only team in the Big Ten that is, as of right now, really a lock for a one seed is Michigan State. So I think a team like that can get away with it, but you have teams on the bubble like Nebraska. You have two teams in Michigan and Ohio State who will probably get in, but as kind of middle of the pack seeds, that could really affect them going against a team that might be playing a little bit later and kind of have more game time with under their legs within the past week. So I'm not a huge fan of the date. Love the venue, though.
Yeah, I agree. I think obviously there's it could be better, but of course there's the Big East that just has rights to that and everything. I don't think if we ever do go back to New York that it's ever going to be during the time. I agree. I think the Big Ten being in New York City, I think, has gotten a lot more flack than it really deserves. I know Matt is in the majority. He doesn't think it should be there. And I guess you just got two people that don't mind it being in New York City. Because, I mean, yeah, the Big Ten is Midwest Central. That's where you're going to find a lot of the Big Ten stuff. The East Coast, it's just a different brand of sports. A lot of people really like, and I come from the East Coast too, so a lot of people really like a lot of professional sports. College sports are relevant, but maybe not as big as some other areas in the country. But there are still hubs that are just humongous for Big Ten alumni, because a lot of alumni from all the Big Ten schools will travel out east. If you didn't know, everyone was like, why is it in D.C. last year? Actually, last year, Washington, D.C. is the second largest alumni base of all of IU fans. It's the second largest of where people will come after they go to IU and establish that alumni base. So there are a lot of IU fans there. I think it's just gotten a lot of flack. I think the week early thing, I think agree with Gibby. A week early doesn't it gives more, just like you said, it gives that Big Ten championship more of a feel, because now the people are actually going to see that game, and they're going to say that game actually matters a little more, because recently they just said the Big Ten championship, they almost didn't look at it since it was so close to the end of Selection Sunday. But yeah, like you said, the bubble teams might not get that, but a lot of people have been saying that, yeah, it being in Norwich, it being moved up a week early is the main reason why we've had a lot of back-to-back games, and that's a little bit of it, but that's not really the problem. I think people have strayed towards that, and not the fact that Fox has been the one to really guarantee all of the TV time. So if you're mad about all the back-to-back games, don't be mad because of the Big Ten tournament. Be mad at Fox, because that was it. But yeah, I think the venue's fine. It's Madison Square Garden, like you said, Skippy. It's the cream of the crop for basketball venues and stuff like that. Why not give the East Coast? Of course, most of the fans aren't going to be able to come out to it, but it's not going to be an every year thing. Why not every once in a while throw the East Coast a bone? So, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and like kind of just like to go along with that. I mean, if the Big East doesn't have that the week that they have already contractually obligated to them, I don't think we get anybody complaining about it. Like, I think there might be a few people that are, it's in New York, it's so far away from the Midwest, but those people are going to get drowned out by the fact that it's at Madison Square Garden. And I think that's the thing that people need to look forward to. It's the date that people get mad about. And then also, like you said, it's not going to be there every year. Next year, it's going to be in Chicago. The year after that, it's going to be back in Indianapolis like it had been for so long. So I think you have to do at least some justice to the teams that we have added to the Big Ten in Maryland and Rutgers, and even Penn State before that was the farthest east team. You have to throw those teams a bone because they deserve just the same amount of right to have somewhat of a home court advantage as does IU and Purdue when the tournament is in Indianapolis. So I really have no problem with it circulating. I think it's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, because especially that home court advantage. I mean, yeah, Rutgers is going to be at the bottom of Big Ten basketball for a long time, but doesn't mean that they shouldn't get a shot at home court advantage, basically. But let's get into some of the Big Ten tournament itself. Now that we actually have all of the teams are finished, the standings are done, and we could actually first also still get into Skibby. I think we all actually talked about where we thought IU would be, and we were actually pretty accurate with where we thought IU might be. But this we talked about this on an episode in September, though, so we really didn't get to see the Indiana State games and Fort Wayne's, and then just kind of get that backed up. But what have you seen with IU just finishing in sixth place after just this entire season? Real brief, obviously. In later episodes, we're going to debrief IU season more in depth. But what have you seen just IU finishing sixth after this kind of season?
You know, I think the finishing sixth is a huge testament to how far Archie Miller has gotten the team compared to where they were halfway through the season. Halfway through the season, they'd already suffered losses, bad losses to Indiana State and IPFW at home. And then having really tough losses at home to really good teams, blowout losses to teams like Michigan State and Ohio State on the road. So I think you had a team that could easily have just thrown in the towel, saying, you know what, the season isn't going to work, we're not going to make the tournament, who cares? But Archie, I think you can see how good Archie is at motivating his players, how good he is at getting them to buy into his system, even though these aren't really the guys that were brought here to do his, to be a part of his system. They were brought here to be a part of Tom Crean's system, and I think you see that with people like Devontae Green. So a sixth-place finish, and if they can play well, maybe get a win or maybe two, they're definitely going to be in the NIT, which is something that, I mean, I personally didn't think that was going to happen by the time they got into conference play. I wasn't seeing it, but now they're definitely a team that should be in there and could even, who knows, could contend for another trip to Madison Square Garden and an NIT title. You never know how that tournament will go.
Yeah, exactly. Folks, if you're watching on screen right now, Skibby's his video feed is just a little wonky at the moment, but that's fine. You could probably even, Skibby, just cut out just turn the camera off and we can keep going from there. But yeah, I agree. I think it was from the very beginning of the season, seeing that Indiana State loss and then Fort Wayne and everything like that, I don't think anyone ever predicted IU to get all the way to sixth. And I still had faith because especially after the Big Ten maybe not being as strong this year, I think it was really cool to see, like you said, really cool to see IU really just not give up and keep going and really buy into Archie's system, I think was the biggest key of how they just bought in and they're like, hey, especially probably the seniors were just like, hey, it's our last run. We might as well listen to this guy. Let's really buy into it. And let's really think about what he's telling us. And let's really just finish off this season on a high note. And yeah, the past two games have not had maybe the best finishes that we have, but yeah, we have a chance to make a run in the tournament. But IU in the history of the Big Ten is historically pretty bad. If you didn't know already, IU has never won a Big Ten championship. And you think just, oh, IU, they're at the one of the most historical teams. They've won five national championships and all this kind of stuff. You would think one year they'd go through the Big Ten championship and get there. No, they have never won it. And then I think, Skibby, do you know how many times Indiana has literally just gotten to the title game?
I don't know. Let's guess four.
Once.
Oh man.
They've only gotten to Sunday once. That's it. Indiana got to Sunday when it was in 2001 was when they got to Sunday when they were the four seed and they were playing the six seed against Iowa. So it wasn't even like they were playing the known. Yep. And they lost by two. So and it was in Chicago. So yeah, historically, obviously IU has not done very well, but you think, and I mean, this is all we have to go off of. It's a new year, a new coach, a new system. And obviously we said that about Crean, said that about all the coaches before as IU fans and stuff, but you never know. Maybe this is the guy that actually starts going through. And also you got to remember this Big Ten tournament is not necessarily going to be reflective on Archie's, his tenure possibly like down the road, because maybe he doesn't do so well this year, but and once he starts getting his guys in, you never know, it might start going better. But let's look at some of the matchups first. So on Wednesday you got Illinois number 12 Iowa versus number 13 Illinois. That's gonna tip off at 5:30, and then 25 minutes after game one, that's basically how they're gonna do this entire stuff, is you got just 25 minutes after the games, you'll have number 11 Minnesota playing number 14 Rutgers, which the winner of that game will actually play IU around 9 o'clock on Thursday. So let's go through a couple of these games. So let's go Iowa Illinois, Skibby. What are your quick takes on that, and who do you think is going to come away with that?
I think Illinois has a very good shot at getting that. I think those are, I mean, they're both, it's 12-13, so in terms of standings, pretty evenly at the bottom, but I'm a closet Illinois kind of fan. I do like the Fighting Illini a lot more than most people would, but what I would say is that from following some of their season, they're constant.
I'm not sure. Yeah,
first Big Ten win was that one game that we went there, but they had been in a lot more games and lost a lot of close games. So I think they're just a tough luck team that has gotten to the seeding that they've gotten, but I think they're a little bit better than Iowa.
Yeah, I think so too. I think Skibby just cut out for a second, but he was just talking about Illinois and how he thinks basically Illinois is just a slightly better team. I think Iowa just had a bad season. I agree. I think Illinois just a little more consistently has been coming out at least recently. And you got to think about recent play. And I think Illinois has been a little better on the recent play. So let's say Illinois comes out of that. What about Minnesota Rutgers?
I mean, not to say that it's just because it's Rutgers and they're the 14, but I like Minnesota in that one. I think that Minnesota is just a better team than Rutgers. I mean, Rutgers had a pretty poor season. I mean, so is Minnesota, but at least they have a better coach, I think, in Pitino. I think they have just a few better players, some pretty high scores, and I don't know. That's me. So I think I think Indiana will end up playing Minnesota, which I do like.
Yeah, I agree. I'm pretty plain and simple. I'm just gonna leave it at that. Minnesota's gonna All right, let's go to Thursday. We got Wisconsin, number 9, Wisconsin, against number 8, Maryland. That means we'll now have our standings. We got number 13, Illinois, against number 5, Michigan, then number 10, Northwestern, against number 7, Penn State, and then what we said, number 11, Minnesota, against number 8, number 6, Indiana. So Wisconsin versus Maryland. This is kind of be got. It's a little bit of a tough game. What do you think about this Maryland-Wisconsin game?
Yeah, that is a really tough game because Maryland has been so up and down this year, and Wisconsin, I think, has kind of surged a little bit at the end, which is why I think Wisconsin will make it out. I think especially after a really good showing at home against Michigan State, they come out motivated. I don't know the name of the player either, but you know, hopefully his shoulder is back in place that he played so well against Michigan State with. But I like the Badgers.
Yeah, I think I want to say the Badgers too, just because they've played a little better recently, and Maryland's kind of been on the downhill. Really, their only wins that they've gotten have been on kind of towards the bottom tier ends of it. And Maryland's not really a very good team this year. They were a pretty good team when we played them. They've just kind of fallen off the rail. So again, I'm going to say the same thing. I think Wisconsin comes out, but also the beauty of the Big Ten tournament is it's almost more crazy than the NCAA tournament. So we could. Right now, Skibby and I could be 0-3 because you just never know with some of these picks. But now we got number 5, Michigan, against number 13, Illinois. I think this is pretty easy. I don't know about you, but I think it's one of the easiest games that I think Michigan's going to walk away pretty cleanly. Michigan has been a pretty good team this year, a lot better than I think we all thought. And I don't think Illinois, even as good as they play on a bad day for Michigan and a good day for Illinois, I think still Michigan's going to come out with it.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the standings, they're the 5 seed, Nebraska's the 4, but I think if I had to choose one of the teams that said who's going to win that game, Michigan is in my top 4 of the Big Ten against, although they, as I said, hard luck kind of Illinois team, Michigan is better. You just can't put it past them. As much as I don't like the Michigan Wolverines, they're better than the Illinois.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Northwestern, Penn State. This is another tricky one. What do you think?
See, for me, I don't think it's as tricky. I think Penn State has some very good wins, 2 against Ohio State and 1 blowing them out. And then, I don't know, every time that I see them, they're playing hard. I think they have one of the top scorers in the Big Ten. I think, especially with the way that they've been surging up over the past few years, I think this is their year to get to the quarterfinal. I think they're going to beat Northwestern.
Yeah, I agree. I think Northwestern is also another up and down team. They'll have really good games, and I think they're almost a little bit like Indiana, to where they've gotten so close to beating some teams, like they were blowing out Michigan State, and then they just lost a 23, I think, at some point lead or something like that. And I think they're kind of like Indiana, where they've gotten so close to so many big wins, but they haven't. And I think Penn State's going to come out with it. And I think we've mostly been going chalk with this, but I think that's kind of to be expected in the first 2 rounds, because you're just kind of weeding out some of the teams that almost don't even have a shot. So yeah, I think Penn State's going to come out. Then that means we got the third game of Indiana, Minnesota.
Yeah. I like IU in this one. They won the first 2 games against Minnesota. And I think people might look at the game in Minnesota and say, hey, it was close. Who knows? Minnesota might be able to pull off the upset. That was a much different team than the one that came to Bloomington a few weeks ago, who we pretty much just slaughtered. It was Tom Ricketts in attendance, and I think he knew. He said, oh, man, this game is a little out of hand. So I like Indiana. Also, as you said, the one-year Indiana loss in the Big Ten championship game was to a 6 seed, so there is hope out there for them. Mm-hmm. We could end up in the tournament.
Exactly. Yeah, I think. Yeah, I think I was looking at it. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think Minnesota and then I guess Iowa are the only 2 teams IU has beaten twice. Right? This like they're 2-0 against this season.
Yeah, I'm almost positive that's correct.
I think it's just those 2 teams, and I think even Minnesota. Sadly, this year we wouldn't have said this at the beginning of the year. I think Minnesota, sadly, even if they're playing well, I don't think we're going to blow them out. If that ends up happening, if Indiana does play Minnesota, I don't think Indiana's going to blow them out. But I think Indiana's still going to come away with it. They're going to be focused. They've got time off. Juwan Morgan's gotten some time to rest. He's gotten some time to recuperate, which I think he's just been tired recently. So I think IU is going to come away against Minnesota, and both Skibby and I are going to try really hard not to add any of our bias, even with Skibby being a Ohio State fan with some stuff. We're both going to try really hard not to put some of our bias. We're going to put our bias aside and put that. But I think If I wasn't an IU fan, I'd put money on IU against Minnesota. All right. We got we're going into Friday, March 2nd, which is actually my birthday. So, but the first game, noon, which means if we have it, Wisconsin will tip off against the number one seed in the Big Ten tournament of Michigan State.
Yeah, I think Michigan State has that one down. I know they had a tough go of it with Wisconsin on Sunday, but I think that was the fact that was in Wisconsin, senior day for them. I think Michigan State, they just got their best shot from Wisconsin. I think they know what they have coming to them. That should be a win for Michigan State.
I agree. I think it wasn't Wisconsin at home for them too.
Yeah.
So I think it's that home court advantage. Michigan State's going to have more fans there. It's not really going to matter much, but they're going to have more fans than Wisconsin if you think that's going to play a factor. And I think Michigan State's just too good of a team. When they get into the tournament, there's a lot of potential for them to slip up, but they are still, as much as they have had some bumps in the road, they are still an incredible team. And I think they are still, personally, I think they're the favorite to win the Big Ten tournament when it's all said and done. When you have back-to-back-to-back games, I think they're the most well-rounded team and the strongest team to play three games in a row, basically. All right, so I think Michigan State comes out of that. All right, so then we got another interesting game. We got close seeds. We got number four Nebraska with number five Michigan.
Yeah, I like Michigan in this one too. I mean, I might have tipped it off a few minutes ago when I said that if I had to choose four teams, it would be Michigan as the four, not Nebraska. I think Michigan just has a better team. Wagner is his name. I think his snub for first team, I think, is going to motivate him a lot, like happened last year for Michigan, which got them through the NCAA tournament as far as they went. I think they're just a little bit better than Nebraska is, and that's what's going to put them over the edge for me.
Same. I agree. And I guess we don't want to try and make it too much like each other, but yeah, I think Michigan's the stronger team. Nebraska, even though they beat IU, I think it was IU kind of beat themselves at the end of the game. I don't think Nebraska is a very strong team, and it's kind of hard for if Nebraska fans ever listen to this, they're going to be like, oh, but we beat you guys. But they really haven't played anyone really big, and they haven't beaten anyone very big, and Michigan has stepped up to the plate. Obviously, they've had some losses, but, I mean, they also played Purdue really close. They only lost by four. They lost a couple games. Like, they did lose to Nebraska by 20. So I guess they're also going to want that just rematch, and they probably got a bad taste with that. But I think Michigan's going to come focused and ready. They'll have not really a tune-up game, but I think they have one of the easier games the day before if they play Illinois or Iowa, honestly. Mm-hmm. So I think Michigan will come out of that. So then we get into Ohio State-Penn State, which will be an interesting matchup. What do you think?
Yeah, really interesting things. As I said earlier, Penn State has already beaten Ohio State twice this year. In Columbus, and then by 20 plus in Happy Valley. That's what it's called. Yeah, but I mean, like we said earlier, trying to put some biases aside, I think that Ohio State, I think the game in Columbus was just a luck shot at the end as to how Penn State was able to beat them, and I think they kind of got burnt out, especially after wins against Purdue. That's why they lost so bad to Penn State. I think they come in focused, and I think they're just a better team than Penn State. And also, third time's a charm. I can't imagine that team losing to any team three times in a season.
I agree. I think almost Penn State beating them twice almost reflects really negatively on Penn State, just because Ohio State's going to come. They've had an entire week. They play on Friday and they played IU last. So they've had an entire week to digest. First of all, that IU, probably, I don't know how you feel about this, it was just a heartbreaking loss. They had to the skin of their teeth, they almost lost the IU game. So they had a chance to digest that. Now they got a chance to think all week. It's kind of like when Michigan State played IU and IU went to Michigan State. Michigan State had 5 days. Tom Izzo had 5 days to beat it into their players. Oh my goodness, you guys are playing terribly. No matter what team Michigan State was going to play next, whether it was Duke, they were going to slaughter them. I think it's the same kind of thing with Ohio State. They're just too good of a team, even with first-year coach and everything. I think they're just too good of a team to let Penn State slip past them again, even though Penn State's going to probably have a crowd. I think I think this is going to be a pretty big crowd because Penn State's only a few hours from New York City. So I think that'll be a really cool game to watch at 6:30 on a Friday. But then we get into Indiana-Purdue. I obviously, this is not like the NCAA tournament, but if it were, I guarantee they would have put it like this so IU could play Purdue in some sort of rematch. So let's go IU-Purdue.
Yeah, this is something that I want to see happen so bad. That's why I really want IU to win their second round game. Though the only issue though that I see is that I think Purdue is just a better team. I think we gave them our best shot, and I think Assembly Hall was our sixth man in that game, and I think that's why we were so close in the end. I think Purdue is just a better team. I know this is probably blasphemy, and I should just can go with my bias and say IU is going to win by 40. But I would say Purdue is going to win, and I would say probably by double digits.
Yeah, I really, really want to see Indiana. And honestly, on any most given days, it'd be like, all right, Indiana-Purdue, you got it, like a rematch. But I think I'd pick IU, but I think it's just going to be hard. Purdue's also going to be rested again because, remember, all of these games, this upper seed has had almost a week, at least 5 days to rest. And sometimes that's bad, but most of the time, especially with just the back-to-back games, that's usually beneficial for these teams. So I think Purdue's going to just I think it's going to be a close game, but I think it's just Purdue's just going to slowly peel away at them and then get into that double-digit lead, like I think you said, too. I think it'll be close, and I think Indiana's always going to have a shot to where, like, you have to watch all the way to the end of the game. I mean, you should be anyway, but, like, you have to because, like, you never know, like, one run could get it, but I think Purdue's just, I think, sadly, Indiana, which I really want the kind of like the same thing as Ohio State beating Penn State. I really want Indiana to just get that one big win finally, but I think Purdue's just too strong, and I think they've learned from IU because they never played IU before, and then IU just kind of switched things up a little bit on them and Purdue. But yeah, I agree. I think Purdue comes out. So then we got the quarterfinals. We got the semis. We got March 3rd, Saturday. The first game at 2, we had Michigan State against Michigan. So we got a little rivalry there. And then we got Ohio State-Purdue. So we got kind of a little bit chalk, but I think some of that is a little be expected this year. Again, you never know. Things could get crazy. But I think when it's all said and done by the end of it, I think it's going to be a little bit of a chalk. But all right, Michigan State-Michigan.
I like the Spartans in that. And I think it's just the team is just much better. I think Michigan State is, I think, if you're just looking at it on paper, they are just head and shoulders above everybody else in the Big Ten. Maybe not as close when it comes to Purdue, but I think they're just much better. You have people like Bridges. This is his last go-around. You know he's going to the NBA, and it's his last chance, most likely, unless somehow they play each other in the Final Four or depending on where they're put.
Some tournament, yeah, I think.
Yeah, yeah, something. This is going to be the last time he gets to play Michigan. And I know Michigan and Michigan State, I mean, they hate each other, but when it comes to basketball, not a lot of people pay attention to it. They pay attention to it, I guarantee it. I know they hate each other still. I think that's going to push them over the edge.
I agree. I think we might – I don't know. Actually, Ohio State-Purdue, it's going to be a little bit of a toss-up. But I think so far we've agreed with everything. Honestly, Michigan State's going to be – I think
– I came back for
it. Yeah. The I think Michigan State's the team to beat in this tournament. I think obviously every single team there's a weakness, and every single team there's a chance that they're going to lose on any given day against any team. Like even Rutgers could I don't know about that actually, but any team could knock out any team basically. But I think Michigan State's the team to beat. They're going to pull away. I don't think it'll be a close game. I think it'll be an entertaining game to watch. But I think they're just way too strong, and they've had a game to get into things now. And I think Tom Izzo does well in the Big Ten tournament. They've got the most wins and everything. So I think Michigan State's going to come away with that. All right. I think the biggest toss up game, I think maybe not even a little bit of debatable, I think the biggest toss up is Ohio State Purdue.
Yeah. I mean, they only played once, and it was at Purdue, and Ohio State won it. And not the way that they had even planned on winning it. Yeah, this is a toss-up even for me, especially when I look at it and as a fan. I say, obviously, I want Ohio State to win because also Purdue sucks. But I'm going to go with that. I think that Ohio State has the advantage. The way that they beat them the first time was they went small on Haas and the rest of the guys and made them run around. They found the formula that then kind of sent them on a losing streak. Ohio State is the team that got them to drop down to the third team in the Big Ten. I think even when they do go small, but when they go back to going big, Caleb Wesson is down low, the big freshman. He can go toe-to-toe in my eyes. I think he can do it. The only thing that he has to make sure he doesn't do like he did the last time is get into foul trouble. If they can go back and forth between that small and big lineup, I think they can keep Purdue on their toes enough to where they win a tight game again.
So you're saying Ohio State, you think, is going to just pull it out?
I'm picking the Buckeyes. You know what? And I'm not, and that truly is maybe with a little bias, but I think that is something that I could see very easily happening.
Gotcha. I'm going to go the opposite way, actually, and I know IU fans are going to hate this. And this is obviously a Hoosier podcast, but all right. So hear me out. So we got Ohio State. They got a week to digest. I think they maybe not blow past Penn State, but I think they got that. If anything, maybe Ohio State's just looking to one game and then they get past that. Possibly, you never know, but they could maybe just take a little bit for granted for Purdue if Purdue comes out of this. So then you got Purdue, where this team has been literally the definition of streaks, hot and cold. They started out the season with a 3 or 4, I don't remember, game win streak. Then they lost 2 games. Then they went on a 19-game win streak. Then they lost 3 games. Now they're on a 3-game win streak. They literally have had just this run of streaks. And I think that's kind of what Purdue is, at least this year. I think they're kind of, when they're doing well, they're doing well when they're clicking. But when they're not clicking, they're going to not click for very long. I think they're going to have a little bit of time to get into this, I think. They come away with a close game at Indiana to where they're still going to be in it the entire time. And then I think they're just going to be focused to where I think it's going to be another close game against Ohio State. But this time I think Purdue's going to pull out, especially because if they didn't go on that losing streak, like you said, they'd be a much higher seed and possibly even the number one seed. I know all IU fans were worried about that, which also would have meant IU possibly playing Michigan State earlier, which that's what we wanted to avoid. But all right, so let's actually do it this way. All right, so we got we'll do Michigan State against Ohio State and then Purdue. So we'll actually do both things. So we got the championship. Let's say Michigan State plays either Ohio State or Purdue. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think regardless of who plays Michigan State, I think Michigan State is going to end up taking it. And I know that's just like the boring thing is to say the one seed's going to play the 2 or the 3 and the one seed is going to pull it out and win the championship. But I think that's just the way that conference tournaments kind of go, especially with the Big Ten, Tom Izzo. Tom Izzo is fantastic at coaching in any type of tournament, whether it be him as a 7 seed in the NCAA or the 1 seed in the Big Ten. I think he gets those guys motivated. That team is, I think, primed for a Final Four run, especially things as that team has had so much distraction on them all year, first with the scandal about stemming from Larry Nassar and everything that happened with that, to now the FBI investigation where they were named in the report. So I think they're just so good and they're so focused, and I think that's why they're better than – and they're going to end up beating Ohio State or Purdue.
Exactly, and like you said, Tom Izzo in the Big Ten tournament, Tom Izzo just knows how to work back-to-back games to where he can win these back-to-back-to-back games without much rest and stuff. He's done it before. He does it all the time. He's got a bunch of championships. I think they're just way too strong, even though, yeah, they've had a bunch of faults this year, which, again, I think once they get into the tournament, they are definitely Final Four championship-caliber team. But they've got potential to slip up, which we can get into later. But definitely when it comes to the Big Ten tournament, they're a powerhouse. They're usually the team to knock off. And like you said, I think they just want to, with all the outside noise, I think they just want to get in. They want to play. They want to win. They just want to shut people up, even though it's not really going to. But they just want to prove them wrong and get that. And I think, just like you said, I think Miles Bridges wants to get another shot at everything, especially last year, them not getting into even the championship and stuff. I think once they get there, especially if they can just get to Sunday, I think it doesn't matter who they play, even if they were playing the second best team and they were in that same bracket. If they got to Sunday, it's really hard to beat Michigan State on that last Sunday. So I think regardless of who Michigan State plays, whether our one difference, if it really mattered or not, I think it all goes to Michigan State. Are there any Closing thoughts, you think about this Big Ten tournament, any things to watch? It's going to be a crazy five days of a tournament.
I think the one thing to watch, though, is how that Michigan-Nebraska game, if it happens, how that turns out, because Nebraska is on the bubble right now. I would say they're probably going to get in, but if they lose that first game to Michigan, easily see them getting knocked out, especially with other teams. The way we know, if you follow championship season, when it comes to that, a team surges through their conference tournament that you didn't think could have, can easily knock them out. So I think just paying attention to who wins the games, regardless, don't just pay attention to Saturday and Sunday. Although those games are the fun ones, it's the semifinals and the championship. Pay attention to the quarterfinals and the second round. Those teams are also fighting to not only get into the NCAA tournament, but possibly into the NIT, improve their season that. So they're still all playing for something.
Oh, yeah, I agree. And I like what you talked about with the NCAA tournament, because like we started out the show with, this is the very first time that the Big Ten tournament's a week early, and everyone gets to see, because always the Big Ten tournament was literally one of the last, depending on the games.
It was the last.
Yeah, always.
On CBS, and then they do 30 minutes where they talk, and then they do the selection show.
Exactly, yeah. The Big Ten's always literally the last to go. Like I mentioned earlier, no one, the committee members even admit it, that Sunday game, sometimes even the Saturday games, literally almost mean nothing. So it'll be really interesting to see how, like you said, Nebraska, which I think right now, if the season were to end now, Nebraska doesn't get in. That's what most people have been saying. So I think Nebraska's got to do a lot of work, which also maybe that's more motivation for them to get in. And stuff like that. So you also never know. Maybe even some of these teams like Nebraska that might be on the bubble. You know, some people forget if you win the Big Ten tournament, you still get into the NCAA tournament. I think people forget. So, yeah, technically IU can still get into the NCAA tournament. You never know. So that's always motivation. And it's like you said, it's going to be very, very interesting to see how the Big Ten tournament reflects the Big Ten getting into the tournament. And not only just teams getting in, because you know teams like Michigan State, Ohio State, Purdue, even maybe Michigan, if you think that their surefire ins for the NCAA tournament, where are they going to seed? You never know with some of the seeding stuff. So it's going to be very interesting just to see how the Big Ten tournament, again, reflects the NCAA tournament, because usually it doesn't play a huge factor unless there's a bubble team that needs to make a run. So, yeah, I agree exactly what you said. And then I guess next week we'll come in and – all of this will be over, but we'll have an entire week before Selection Sunday. It's not like it's done, and then we get to have some March Madness. But that about wraps it up for our 25th show of The Hoosier Sound. Thank you guys so much for joining us. A reminder to follow us on Twitter at The Hoosier Sound, like our Facebook page, as well as subscribe to us on YouTube. If you enjoy the show, these are vital for receiving updates. Visit us at our website at thehoosiersound.com to find all of our information regarding our podcasts, and stay tuned for updates through social media. As always, send us your questions as the audience. Be sure to comment, chat, or send us a message at contact@thehoosiersound.com on what questions you have, and we'll get them on our next episode. Lastly, if you enjoy our show, leave us a review, tell a friend, share our links. It really helps so that we can grow our podcast. But thank you for listening, Hoosier Nation, and we'll see you next time.